Welcome to the Mira Wine Podcast, Vin Compétent, with Josh, Bryce, and Leah.
I was gone for maybe 30 seconds.
The podcast where we drink, talk, and discuss natural wine.
And a little bit of pee.
And whatever else comes to mind. Hope you're ready for this, because I know we weren't.
Leah voted PPC. I forgot about that.
No, you did.
I forgot about that.
Leah did not vote PPC.
I said
was
that.
Was that on the podcast? I wasn't here?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
I told everyone that you voted PPC. I voted PPC. Leah voted PPC.
Not true. I was gone for maybe 30 seconds. Look what happens when I leave.
Yeah, you become racist, apparently.
Whoa.
Jeez.
Everybody knows,
did not
Leah.
Vote PPC.
Everybody knows you voted PPC.
nobody who listens knows me, so it's very possible.
It's true. They didn't even get that many votes, so.
Apparently mine was one of them.
Exactly. Yeah. Welcome to Mira Wine Presents Vin Compétent with Josh, Bryce, and Leah, who voted PPC.
I leave for one podcast, and that's what happens.
Have you listened to the last podcast?
No, I want to.
It was like an hour and a half long.
Is it published?
Yeah.
It was an hour and a half long?
No, it wasn't. It was only an hour long.
We fell apart, though. We need
Jeez,
you. We need you to keep us on track. Jeez.
What did we talk about? Did we talk about the war?
We got real. No, we got deep into COVID and politics.
We did talk about politics.
Yeah.
Oh.
I got Bryce to tell me who we voted for.
Oh, yeah? Who did Bryce vote for?
PPC.
No,
I voted for NDP.
NDP.
Yeah.
Good one.
Yeah. I knew people that didn't. They were like, I was going to vote NDP, but I didn't think they were going to win, so I voted Conservative.
I was like, what?
That's so like the opposite.
Exactly.
It's like, how do you do that? How does your brain make that leap?
No. Vote for who you want.
Exactly.
Also, how do you go from the NDP to the Conservatives?
I was going to vote Green, but I didn't think they'd get any seats, so I voted PPC.
What?
Right? I really, really enjoy the rights of Quebec people, so the Bloc Québécois.
Yeah.
I really want them to leave the country.
Those folks need some help.
Oh. I can't believe I'm going to go home tonight and listen to the podcast.
Oh, it was good.
Good.
It was good.
It was
great.
Good.
We had fun. What do we do?
Thank our sponsors.
It's been a while.
Do we have a segment thing for this one?
Oh, not for the sponsors.
No. Okay.
Because it's the Jameson Cha Challenge.
Do we have a thing?
We have a thing for it.
For the Jameson Cha Challenge?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but first we thank our sponsors.
Thank you, Warner Construction.
For all your construction needs.
Construction needs.
Project management.
What else? What is?
For a free code, go to. No.
If you want free, they'll build you a free deck.
Yeah.
We're doing a giveaway.
For 10% off, they'll...
No way.
They'll charge you 10% more. No, they do project management and all that cool stuff. Custom builds.
They build baller shit.
And they provide this podcast with Jameson. Because Jameson won't.
Yet. I think
it's a pipe dream. I can't wait.
Yeah, we need to maintain that dream.
I think we're on their radar for sure.
Yeah. We're finally on their radar.
Like more like a cease and desist situation.
Yeah,
but.
Yeah, exactly. I love
Please
a good old
stop
cease
using
and desist.
Our name.
Please stop saying our name. I will legally change my son's name to Jameson so we can continue to do this.
If they send us a cease and desist. So you hear that, Jameson? If you send us a cease and desist, someone's son will be named after you. Jameson, middle name Irish, last name, or second middle name Whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
McLean, Genoway.
Which way do you do it?
Genoway McLean.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Okay, so we're jumping into our biodynamic calendar Jameson shot challenge.
Correct.
Oh, yeah. Welcome.
We keep getting better. Okay, I'm really looking forward to this shot I'm gonna get today.
Yeah, me too, actually. I've been looking forward to this all day.
Yeah, here we go.
Sante.
Spicy.
Mm-hmm.
Who wants to go first?
Josh? I'll go first. I think it's a flower day.
I think it's a fruit day.
I think it's a leaf day.
Why? Because it tasted good?
Yeah.
Fruit day.
Woo! Fruit day?
I don't know.
See, I thought it tasted like nothing to like kind of like like kind of good, but like more not good.
Oh no, I thought it tasted like, actually this is going to sound ridiculous. I thought it tasted creamy.
Creamy.
Yeah.
Some creamy Jameson?
Yeah. Maybe I had in my head like Bailey's or something. Oh, okay.
It is getting cold out, so.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Kind of. Not really.
What do, okay. Do we drink wine now?
Do we drink wine now?
We How can. Do we do this podcast on a weekly basis?
It's been
we're
a
like,
while.
Okay, what's next?
It's been like a week.
What's next?
Two weeks without you.
No, don't we have? Don't we do our?
Do you want? Blah, blah, blah. Go ahead.
Do we do our news segment first?
I think we drink the wine first.
Do we?
Yeah, we drink the wine first.
Because then we can have.
We're confused.
You're right.
Yeah, we've just been adding stuff.
Yeah.
Taking away things.
Yeah. I thought we were drinking. Are we drinking both today?
Yeah, whatever.
Whoa, okay. You made such a fuss.
I just wanted to drink the Nerone.
Before the podcast, Josh made a huge fuss about us just drinking upside down.
Well, I want to drink both.
So Josh just poured the upside down into the glasses and they actually frothed like you were pouring Coca-Cola. Yeah.
And did you notice too, the label's upside down?
Yeah. Like
the bird?
The bird's upside down. Yeah.
What are we drinking, Lee Reed?
What are we drinking?
We're going to start with the Columbia Tutti Frutti. It's a 2015.
Who's Columbia?
Who is Columbia?
Who are they? We're not drinking Tutti Frutti.
Oh, I meant upside down.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
I was a week ahead.
We're drinking Tutti Frutti?
No. Sorry. Upside down. Well, Josh, you have met Dante and Helena.
I did. Yeah, I met them at Raw in Montreal a couple years ago. Fun story about Columbia. Mm-hmm. Probably the first natural wine I ever drank.
Really?
That I was like, that someone's like, this is really cool. This is different.
Yep.
This is a natural wine. It was Merlot and Cab. The label was like brighter purple. They'd make a lot of wine all the time, but I remember it was in like a Bordeaux style bottle. And it was like a brighter purple one.
Another fun fact about that is for the wines that they make year after year, because some of their wines are actually experimental and they might not consistently make them.
Okay.
And you can tell the difference because of the bottle shape. So the ones that are more in the Burgundian style bottle are the experimental ones that they might not bring back. And they also change. So for the wines that they have on a regular basis, they change the label color to match the vintage. Mm-hmm. So if it was, a cooler, maybe they do blue or something like that.
But we'll get into that because it was hot. But
So I
remember drinking it, and I remember not being crazy about it. Mm-hmm. I remember that because it has like the Columbia wines in general have quite a bit of Brett on them, and it was like my first time smelling like smells like manure,
like
you know?
Yeah.
But I remember loving the mouthfeel on it, and we had bought I think 4 cases for the restaurant I worked at. And I kind of went back to it a couple more times. And then, alongside with that, like trying Marcel up here for the first time in these like electric wines, being able to appreciate it, going back and being like, oh yeah, this is great. And then one of the first wineries I contacted when we started Mira Wine was Columbia. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause we've had them since the beginning. And their vintages are so different. Was it the 2013 or 2014 that we had in last round before we had this? And to me, they were more like, they definitely had that Brett and that funk, but they were much more classic Italian in style.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whereas I feel like this vintage, it's much more fruit forward and almost like new world in style.
For sure.
This wine's funky.
Is it?
And, I would say these wines also, all of the Columbia wines really show the biodynamic calendar.
I'm like, it's fruit day, thank God. Great today.
Exactly.
Like, this is singing today.
You're like, if it's a root day,
don't drink this. Just don't drink it.
Yeah. No, it's singing today.
They really focus on natural winemaking, all indigenous yeast and natural fermentation. There's basically zero intervention specifically for their wines. They do a really, really long maceration on the upside down, and then they age it 3 years in bottle before they actually release it.
Oh, yeah.
So this wine has definitely, like, it's almost like it's gone through a secondary fermentation
full,
in the bottle.
Full-blown.
Yeah.
Full-blown
like
secondary fermentation.
Like a sparkling red wine.
It's sparkling.
Mm-hmm. It's like a full-bodied Lambrusco.
It is.
Yeah.
It's 100% Sangiovese, and this is like, it's really fruity for Sangiovese.
Super
for
fruity.
Me.
Yeah. Kind of fun that like their wines, because of that long maceration, like they do have structure and tannin. The fact that it wasn't mm-hmm. done in, like, I would almost guess that this was done in some kind of like a wood vessel just mm-hmm. because that's of the what structure I would, of it.
Yeah, for sure.
So the fact that it's stainless is pretty impressive. But like, yeah. I mean, I don't think you would ever make a sparkling Sangiovese on purpose.
Why?
Just, I don't think that the grapes, like the way that you make like a Chianti, let's say, or like right. a classic Tuscan red,
right.
doesn't like, it doesn't lend well to like having it be like fresh and sparkling.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I mean, a Sangiovese does have acidity, but like, it's more of a like masculine wine, for lack of a better term, right? It's more like chewy and savory. Aggressive and savory.
Tertiary flavors.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So to do that as a sparkling wine, I don't think makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, this is fucking
guess
tasty.
What? You were wrong.
Well, the other thing that's interesting is that they actually, so it's 100% Sangiovese, but they use two different vineyard sites.
Correct.
Mm. One is comes from like 50-year-old Sangiovese vines, and the other is 15.
Mm-hmm.
But I like this wine is so fruit. It's almost like, you know, those bottle cap candies.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Mixing
mm-hmm.
like a grape and a Coca-Cola.
It's definitely got that cola flavor
yeah.
to it.
Yeah. And that,
I quite like
yeah.
it.
Do you?
I do. I mean, like it's a. Yeah. I don't know if I would order it in again just because, like, it's a tough sell.
Which is weird. It's really good.
Yeah.
Is it tough sell by the glass, though?
Well, no. Everything's
I don't know. Why? Yeah, why would it be
why is it a tough sell?
Especially for a natural wine bar or natural wine bar.
I guess. I bet Gina sells this shit like it's going out of style.
Does she?
Oh, yeah.
Good.
And yeah.
Yeah, for people who are looking for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So.
Well, even on like the store level, like out at Wolf's, it is moving faster than the other two. So.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a little bit more affordable, I believe, as well.
It is a little bit more affordable. I think the bottle is a little more approachable, just the shape.
So like if I went to a store and bought this wine and didn't know what it was, I would return it.
Oh.
Not because I think it's bad, but I'd be like, hey, this is, has gone through a second fermentation.
Right.
Or I would at least research it and be like, oh, okay.
Yeah,
I think that's more like what you that happened and whatever.
That right. could happen, yeah. For sure. For sure.
This is a solid
maybe,
one.
Maybe I'm getting old.
You're getting old, man.
Set my ways.
I need the classics.
I mean, I like some Brett, but like, let's take it easy, okay?
Yeah, slow down on the Brett there, young pup.
Sparkling Chianti, that's a young man's game.
should we move on to...
Let's get to the news.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I'm like not knowledgeable, but really loud.
Welcome to the wine news.
What's going on in the world of wine right now, Bryce?
Do that again, Bryce. I like that. Bryce has got
lots of wine news.
55
today.
Sheets of paper.
And they're all highlighted, colors.
Everything's highlighted.
Did you highlight different colors for different reasons or?
No. Wow. Just headlines and yeah. stuff.
Like I want to point out.
What do you want to talk to?
Well, the top headline, just like there's a picture of the Sphinx and it says the 6,000-year-old Valpolicella, which is Italian.
Yes.
So I don't know what the Sphinx has to do with that.
Nothing.
Okay.
It's an iStock photo.
Did they find a 6,000-year-old bottle of Valpolicella inside the Sphinx?
No. But they were looking near Val.
Was it someone who was like, what's old? Ah, the pyramids are old.
That's exactly what it was, yes. Yeah. But they were in the Valpolicella region, and they have found numerous charred pips and lots of vine pollen, which they know are not very wind-blown.
Mm-hmm.
So that suggests that wine was made there in that region.
Why did they find that? Like, what were they looking for?
6,300 year olds. They're just working near an old commune site.
Who's they?
Archaeologists. You know.
Oh, okay.
Jurassic Park.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
what are they looking for?
I think they were just looking for they were just digging for like a monastery and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So, but they found evidence of wine dating back to the Neolithic period, from Iran to Georgia to Sicily, and therefore this site fits. Kind of in that pattern.
In the little trade route.
Yeah.
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 6,000.
You know what? That is a bogus headline. First of all, let's go back to the 6,000-year-old Valpolicella. I'm like, okay, they found a bottle of 6,000-year-old Valpolicella, which is not a real thing.
No.
And then you throw the Sphinx in. I'm still very confused.
I mean, it's supposed to grab you as a wine person.
It did. I'm like, where's the bottle?
The Sphinx patiently waits. Like,
oh, no, we found some pip and some pollen.
Yeah, they didn't find anything.
Nowhere near Egypt.
This is a great start to our wine news.
This is the second ever wine news.
What else you got for me, kid?
What do we want to talk about here? Hang on, I'm getting there. A vineyard pest was found at the Finger Lakes. The spotted lantern fly was found in New York.
Oh.
Near the Finger Lakes.
What's the spotted lantern fly?
It's an insect originally from China that has been previously found in the wider state of New York, but never near the Finger Lakes, and it's known to suck the sap of the grapevine Vitis vinifera.
Mm.
Yes, so this could cause huge troubles for the production of wine in New York and potentially across all of North America.
Question for you, because this happened in France, I want to say 10 years ago, right when I moved here, maybe 9 years ago. And we worked with a winery called Emmanuel Giboulot, who were Demeter certified by Dynamic. Mm-hmm. And it took them, I think, almost 15 years to get that certification because of the vines they took over. I had so much chemical on them. And I want to say, so whenever they got that, 5 years later, there was a louse in Burgundy going around called, I think it was like Florent something, or like Florian d'Abbasset. I can't remember the name, but it was like a louse that was like basically
coming after
Burgundy.
Mm-hmm.
So the government made it mandatory to spray this chemical on your vines so that they want another phylloxera, which is understandable.
So what happened to all the...
So he refused to do it.
Yeah.
It was in his region. I think he's in, I can't remember where he's from. Somewhere.
This sounds very familiar to current events in the world.
He was threatened with 40,000 euros fine and 2 years in jail.
Wow. Right?
And he didn't do it. And then, of course, because he's like, my vines are fine. They're tough. They can handle it. So my question would be what's the risk factor, right? So if you're a natural wine or a biodynamic winery in the Finger Lakes,
and you're
do you get a vaccine?
Do you vax?
Do you get a vax?
Yes.
Right?
Kill those insects. What if they reproduce and take over the mm-hmm. rest of North America?
Then you got to start all over again with your vines.
Isn't that up to the winemaker's decision?
No, because it's for the greater good, right? So if
but isn't the argument with vaccinations herd immunity?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not saying that they shouldn't do it, but they have that certification. In that case, they worked for 15 years.
It could, but it could mutate, right? And then go against the vaccine.
Hmm.
Well.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like current events.
Here's a current event for you. K-pop star drinks Margot.
Who is K-pop?
You don't know what K-pop is?
No.
Korean.
Oh,
pop.
Yeah,
oh
yeah,
yeah. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Okay, so the Korean boy band member V from the
sure
Grammy nominated group BTS.
It's not five?
No, it's V.
Okay.
He's Korean, man. took a picture of himself on Twitter, cheek to cheek with a bottle of 2001 Chateau Margaux.
Mmm.
And apparently he really, really likes it. And it sold out immediately.
Chateau Margaux?
Yes.
Wow.
Like that specific vintage?
That vintage in specific, and then all the other vintages around it.
Wow.
So that's also one of the main wines in that comic book that you were talking
Chateau
about.
Margaux is that one of the
Big Five?
It is.
The Big Five, yeah.
It is.
First Gross.
Yeah.
So that just goes to how do you feel about that? I want Leah's opinion on it. Not that I don't want your advice, but I want to know what you think about that.
I think it's outrageous. People were buying that wine not because they like it or know anything about it, but because
isn't that a good thing?
That's a good thing, I think.
No.
It's getting a younger generation into wine.
Into wine, maybe. Mm-hmm. But why not choose something more approachable?
Because he can.
He can, I know, but okay, he can, but most 20, 25-year-olds can't.
That's one of the greatest Billy Joel lines of all time. Why do musicians always date supermodels? Because we can.
would you drink insane wine just because you could?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Right?
I wouldn't.
Fuck yeah.
You wouldn't?
No.
I would drink fucking bottle
I wouldn't
shit
say
all
no
time.
To it, but if I. So if Josh is gonna do that and I'm over there, I'm sure I'm gonna drink it. I'm not gonna buy it.
You're not gonna buy it? You're not gonna buy 2001 Chateau Margaux?
No.
Oh, okay.
By 82, Margot.
And I mean, I would if I wanted to drink it.
Oh, okay.
But
you're saying you don't want to drink it?
No, I'm just using that as an example.
Leah said she didn't want to drink Chateau Margaux 2001.
I did not. You're right. I didn't mean that. Yeah, you guys are going to go and buy a bunch of
Host a vertical of Chateau Margaux.
Yeah, exactly.
And then when it's time for the 01, like you don't have a glass.
Oh, sorry, Leah, it's not allowed to have.
Remember 19 years ago in that podcast, Leah? I just want to respect your wishes.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to hold this to you.
What else we got? Anything interesting?
Champagne grape picking ring busted.
Oh, that's the people that were like...
Hundreds of exploited, underpaid grape pickers from Bulgaria.
So they, like slaves again.
Slaves.
In Champagne.
Yes.
Do we ever find anything about that Champagne heist? No, eh?
No. No.
So what happens? What happened to the... Which houses? Does it say which houses?
Yes, it did. I can't remember. No. Didn't say what houses. Money laundering and labor exploiting gang.
Wow.
Yep. Hungary has the best blind tasters in the world.
Why?
This year. Yeah. There is the 9th edition of the Blind Wine Tasting World Championships.
You
took place in southern France this weekend, where 27 nations battled it out to correctly identify a range of wines, and Team Hungary won the title.
Who else is in there? Like, obviously, France. Is there a Team Canada?
I don't know. There's 27 teams.
You should go in.
No, we should.
No.
We should.
We should.
It would be good.
Team Canada.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Team Regina.
World Wine Tasting Olympics.
We're going to represent Canada?
Yeah. Yeah, we are.
Probably double our listeners.
There's no one better.
Is this a 6,000-year-old Valpolicella from Egypt?
Wait, are any of them WSET certified?
It doesn't say.
No, none of us are certified.
Guys, I feel like it's like not everyone can just go. Like, I feel like there's like you can't. Like, it's like the Olympics. Like, can't you be like, well, I'm going to go cross-country skiing.
Yeah, but how many people from Canada would we be competing against? I've never heard of this thing in my life.
That's what she's right.
So if there's three other teams from Canada, we're definitely going to win.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if we're definitely going to win.
Yeah, we are.
We'll be in the top three.
No. No, we would win.
Bronze medal game.
I would win.
You would win. Do I see the word Jura underlined there? Jura White?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Those were the wines that were included this year. Champagne, an Austrian, and a Jura White.
Oh, I would for sure guess the Jura White.
See?
Nailed the Austrian.
Yeah.
And you would get the Austrian too, I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they have to correctly identify the variety, the country of origin, the vintage, the region of production, and the producer, though.
And Whoa. The producer?
Yes.
Picking a producer Whoa. Is fucking baller shit.
It is. It is.
Yeah. Weather continues to destroy France, obviously.
No.
Wildfires, frost, hail, rain, tornadoes, drought.
Everything, hey?
Everything. Everything kind of hit it. And they say it's not done as a southern French town emerged last month, a violent storm with heavy rainfall that led to the collapse of a 100 square meter roof over a local supermarket. So.
Good Lord.
Yes. And that's kind of all the good stuff, I think.
If we want to end on that positive note?
You know what I was picturing?
What?
So Bryce needs to pick up his news game. Like, he needs to put on his anchor voice.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he's done, just throw the papers. Like, and that's the end of the news.
Well, we're not... I can
like
talk
Dave
about...
Dave Letterman.
What should we talk about? Cellar worker rescued from a tank. Staff strike at giant Australian winery.
Oh, which one?
Ooh.
Berry Estates facility in southern Australia's Riverland wine region.
Mm.
Their what wine portfolio includes the Hardy's and Banrock Station brands.
Oh, and what are they striking for?
For just better
working conditions?
Better working conditions and things like that. The winery exports around 100 million liters
of wine
to overseas markets and has the capability to produce over 85,000 casks of wine each day.
A day.
That's crazy. I mean, if you think about Hardy's and Banrock, of course.
Is that black and red, black and white label? Yeah.
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 Ugh.
Wow.
There's no like really good.
You know what? Stories. There's such but in that case, okay, so they're striking for better working conditions. And then you look at a winery, and we've talked about this winery before, Bosman, when I traveled over to South Africa.
We drank a bottle of that last night.
Yeah, we did. Mm-hmm. How they actually provide housing for those employees that can't afford it. They provide a school for the workers. Yep. They have people working for them, but they're making sure that they have what they need to live and survive. And they also have the option for employees to buy shares. Mm-hmm. And they're willing to give up to 49% of the company to employees. So it's half employee owned. Well, just under half employee owned. Very
cool. That's awesome.
But
that's the end of the
wine. That's why you don't drink Hardee's or Banrock. Because it's garbage. And now apparently they don't treat their employees very well.
Yeah, exactly. Ugh. Gross. Australian wine.
One more reason. Australian wine in general.
In general.
That's not true.
I know. There's
sweeping generalization.
A lot of exciting people coming out of Australia.
There is. Should we try the Neron?
Yeah, okay. What are we looking at here?
So the Neron is Sangiovese and Cabernet Sauvignon. So it's a blend.
Ooh, it's a blend.
Yeah, 90% Sangio, 10% Cab. Josh loves this wine.
You're spreading rumors.
Why do you love this wine?
I don't know if I like it yet.
You've had it before.
No, I do like this wine.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You said this is a very hot, dry vintage, wasn't it?
2015 was a really, really hot vintage. Yeah, sorry, I lied. I think I said 90-10. It's 80-20. Mm. They do whole cluster semi-carbonic maceration for this wine, which is kind of cool.
Yep.
And they're actually using, it is blended. The Cab vines were only planted in 2004, whereas the Sangiovese that's used here, the vines were planted in 1969.
Oh, wow.
So there's a big age difference in the vines that are used.
It's like a sketchy,
marriage.
Yeah, I was going to say. 40-year-old dating a 20-year-old here.
There you go. But the other thing that's really cool about this wine is the yields on it, they keep really, really low. So for this region in particular, it's sort of the broader Tuscan region, you can have a maximum of 20 hectoliters per hectare in terms of yields, and they're at 40. So they are basically doing, a third?
120.
120.
Yeah.
120. Third, yeah. So they're doing 40 hectoliters per hectare.
This wine is a punch in the face of flavor, too. Right before the tannin hits, I feel.
That's got some grip to it.
And then she bites hard.
It's they don't de-stem it before they macerate it, too. So that could
you can
be
get
why.
That. Yeah. It's very pippy. Stemmy.
Pippy?
Pitty.
Is pips? Mm-hmm. See? Pips. Pippy. How are we going to win the World Tasting Championship if you don't even know what a pip is?
Imagine our tasting notes to get in. It's real stemmy.
Stem-like.
Mm. It's a co-ferment,
too. It smells like when my grandfather used to come over. We don't know your grandfather. It's a co-ferment?
It's a co-ferment, yeah. Mm. Aged in stainless.
A little bit of Cab.
It's stainless. Imagine they age this shit in oak.
Right?
It would turn your face inside out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why would you want that?
Maybe that's why they do stainless. Mm. Mm-hmm. This is one of the wines, so that's in a Burgundian style bottle. Mm-hmm.
So this is experimental?
So this is experimental, as far as I know.
I like that. Like, is there a long maceration on this one too?
I wasn't able to find that.
It kind of feels like it.
Yeah.
Extract some color.
It is very, very chewy.
It's really good.
Mm-hmm. It's very good. Oh, yeah.
I like the contrast between these two wines.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's interesting.
Would you drink the upside down chilled?
Maybe a little bit.
Because it's got bubbles?
Yeah, I don't think I would. I think I like it room temperature.
No, I think I might like it a little bit chilled. Mm. You know what is interesting, though? You're right. They're very different, but the flavor profile is quite similar.
Very similar. Yeah. It's the Sangiovese, right?
Yeah.
And it's Italian. It's Italian.
It's Italian.
Yeah. No.
You don't think so?
I don't.
Oh, I think it's Italian.
No.
Is it because it's Sangiovese?
That I have a different...
No, not you. Josh. That Josh is like, it's Italian because it's Sangiovese.
Like...
If it's not Sangiovese, it's not Italian.
This smells
dirt and
Tuscan.
Poop.
I won't say Sangiovese. It smells Tuscan.
It does smell like... Yeah. Like a...
No, all I get is like bright, bright... Deep, dark red fruit.
Mm.
I don't get any of
some like chocolate notes to it.
Do you?
Like milk chocolate.
I don't know. I think these wines are really fun. Mm-hmm. I'm a pretty classic Italian. Mm-hmm. I like Monte Segondo, another producer that we work with. I find their wines are much more classic in terms of style. And I would prefer that over these. But again, these guys are doing cool experimental things. Mm-hmm. So from a natural wine scene side of things.
Well, this shit's real natural.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Like real.
It's real. This is real fucking wine, bro.
Helena talks about her vineyards like a little garden she has.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, these ones don't like it when it rains.
See?
These ones like this kind of music, like for real. And I'm like, your wine is real good.
Wow.
Yeah, she's... Like, she is very into the biodynamic calendar.
Yeah.
Like, very, very into it.
And I wonder if that's why the wines, like, drink.
It's funny because, like, when you talk to her, like, you won't even really talk about the wine.
Right.
It's all about the vineyard.
Yes.
Biodynamic calendar. Yeah. You don't talk about the cellar. They tell you why they do stuff, but it's like they're obsessed with the garden.
Yeah.
Grow the grapes well, and the wine will shine.
What was the producer we were talking about or we drank recently where it was the same thing? It was really just about focusing on the vineyard and not anything in the winery.
You're talking about Assis? Grapes?
No. I know Assis talks about that too, but no, it was another producer.
Klaus?
D.B. Schmidt, maybe?
D.B. Schmidt?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe?
I mean, I feel like a lot of our winemakers are that maybe, route.
You're right.
So it's hard to pick one.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, they all really talk about, I think you're right, they all really talk about if you grow good grapes. That's the start. Mm-hmm. If you grow crap grapes, it's pretty hard to make good wine.
Good wine.
Yeah. You grow crap grapes and then you treat your employees like shit, but you make 100 million liters of wine a year.
Yeah.
And make money, fuck bitches. Make money, fuck bitches.
Do we have a topic today?
No.
Oh, no.
It was all the wine news I had to gather.
Oh,
was it? Okay, so then we need to delegate. We need to... You choose the wine, Josh. I'll choose the topic. Bryce does the wine news.
I chose the wine. So what's the topic, Leah?
Oh, did I say I would do the topic?
That's what you just said. We have it recorded.
We do have it recorded.
Okay, I got one.
Okay.
Okay, so the European drink bodies, the European Committee for Wine Business and Spirits Europe, presented a QR code system to the EU officials this week that would enable... alcoholic drink labels to give consumers wide-ranging nutritional and additive information through a QR code.
Mm. Oh.
Do we agree that alcoholic beverages should include nutritional information such as additives and more in-depth on the process or not?
Interesting.
I 100% agree.
Me too.
Mm-hmm.
This topic's over.
I think you got to know what you're putting into your body. Right. And if you're a vegan or if you're avoiding a certain type of chemical or whatever, you'd be shocked to see how much of that goes into some of the more mass produced wines.
Totally. Well, that was like I saw a couple of things recently. One was on Instagram and one was a commercial on television.
Mm-hmm.
The commercial on television was Jacob's Creek Moscato, 50% less sugar.
Whoa.
Was what they were advertising.
It's Diet Moscato.
I was dying because there shouldn't be any added sugar in general. So 50% less added sugar. Okay, just don't add any sugar.
Just don't add any sugar.
So yes, I would also agree with the two of you that should happen. The other thing that I saw, and I think I sent it to our Mira Wine Instagram because I saw it from my Instagram, edible colored sparkles that you can add to wine.
I sent that.
Mm.
Gross. Like, they're gross. It was this like, video.
It looked like syrup.
Yeah, of this woman adding this syrup, like, sparkling syrup that's edible. So it turned her, like, Prosecco, I'm assuming, sparkling wine.
That's the only shit you'd add it to, so.
And it was, like, black and sparkling. It was awful. Why would you want to drink that?
I don't know why you'd want to drink that. I mean, it looks cool.
Doesn't?
It did look cool.
I mean, there's a market for it, I guess.
I mean, people watch other people cut soap.
What do you mean?
Have you ever like stumbled on a soap cutting videos on the internet?
No.
Is it like ASMR?
Yeah, but it's just like you just watch it. Like people just cut soap with a X-Acto knife.
Why?
People love that shit. So
that would feel good, actually.
Oh, it's cool God. To watch.
What do you think the odds are that that bottle the lady added the stuff to is not La Marca?
Oh, like zero.
Zero.
0% chance.
But I totally agree with you, Leah. It's pretty funny that they're like 50% less sugar. Mm. And it's like...
How do you do that?
That's such a marketing thing, yeah, though. Like, it's got nothing to do... Like, any of the wines that we carry could say that.
50% less sugar?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or they could just
say... It could be like 100% less sugar than...
Zero added sugar.
Zero, yeah. Exactly, right?
100% grapes. Play.
Exactly.
Yeah, 100% grapes.
100%. That'd be good for our winemaker's QR codes.
It like, would be.
100% grapes. Grapes. Just grapes.
Yeah.
Just grapes.
I do like the idea of it being a QR code.
Yes.
Because then it also, it's not... Because you don't want to like ruin a wine bottle with like all of the nutritional information
right.
on it.
But
it
a wine take, box.
But a wine box, sure.
Is that okay?
Yeah, sure. Put it on my La Vie Femme Rosé. That's it. I don't care. That's no in the fridge.
You know what's going
but
on.
But I, when I go to a restaurant, I don't want to order a bottle that has that nutritional. But mm-hmm. I do think, you know, leave it up to the consumer if there's a QR code.
Yep.
That's a cool idea.
I think, yeah, I think it's a great idea.
Grapes.
Grapes. Just grapes, grapes. Guys. Grapes and thyme.
Grapes, time, and love and passion.
Not the herb. The
minute by minute.
Exactly. Yeah.
Mm. Cool.
Do you think it'd be cool to have a QR code also, just in terms of wine importing, that they could just be like, yeah, this is like the universal QR code. That's all the same number for every country and every city. That would make my life a lot easier.
Oh, you're saying instead of like a UPC or a
well, it should be
CSPC
like
a
UPC, but it should be like I mean, it's called the universal product code.
Yeah.
But some wines have 50 different ones depending on
that's crazy.
Which country? Right. Our government actually has their own special code.
Whose?
Our government. So you have a universal product code.
Yes.
For the universe.
Yes.
And then we Saskatchewan, we're like, we're gonna make our own codes too.
Yeah, the yeah. SPC.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that because some wineries don't subscribe to the UPC?
Correct.
Because you have to pay to get a UPC.
Correct.
Oh.
So we just make them up. And you're allowed, like you're allowed to do that.
Seems illegal.
No, because it just needs to... They need to know that, okay, product A is number 1234.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I called it. So when it arrives at the warehouse, you're like, okay, it matches. But if you had a QR code, you boop, boop, scan in, scan out.
Right.
And then the store could scan it.
Why do you have to pay for a UPC?
I don't know.
You don't know? You don't know? Because if it's a universal product code, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And everybody...
And you can make it up.
But you can't make it up. That's why you have to pay for it. Because you don't want to overlap. If everyone was just making shit up, mm-hmm. they would potentially overlap.
So the ones I make up are only for the SLGA. If they don't exist in the SLGA database, then I take them. Hasn't overlapped yet.
Yes, because someone's going to go scan that number and it's going to be like... Corn. Sunny D.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that is funny.
Mm-hmm.
That's the UBC code I made up for the wine from Wakanda.
Wine from Wakanda.
Yeah.
What was the grape variety that you used on one of the sheets?
Buxcatel.
Buxcatel.
Yeah. And then another one I said the country was Wakanda, which is a made up country from Black Panther.
Yes. You know, if the SLGA was smart, they'd just start listening to this podcast.
It's 50% vibranium.
Oh, Josh.
Oh, that's fun. You probably
the smaller victories I have.
Yeah, because it's difficult work dealing with the SLGA, so you got to find a way to get a little laugh
out of it. I have a little fun.
Yeah.
I have a little bit of fun.
Do you think they would notice? What if one of them is like a Marvel nerd, and then you're screwed?
Yeah. That's fine. I'll just say, oh, sorry, I forgot.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry,
I meant this France.
Super specific.
Sorry.
I meant BC. Yeah, I'm supposed to make that up in BC, not Wakanda. Oh, whoops.
Yeah. Buxcatel. I meant Muscatel. My bad.
Oh,
bad fingers.
Must have slipped. Oh, man.
See, my goal is, like, if ever... This ends up going on like online where you're like, you know, like the AGLC, you can like actually look up product codes, right?
Right.
So if this continues and they do that, like there'll be wines that we have listed that will be 100% Buxcatel from the country of Wakanda and it'll be on the internet. like
the SLGA will just look like idiots.
Do you tell me if you went online to look up a wine and you're like, who imports this Mir wine? Wakanda? I'm fucking buying this shit. These guys are hilarious. For sure.
I think it's funny that you went that route instead of, okay, this is a, you know, the Sask Liquor and Gaming, and they don't have people who don't know that Buck's Cattell is not a grape variety, but you're worried that they know that Marvel movies?
I know that they know. Marvel movies are like the most recognizable things in the universe right now.
Well, some of these grape varieties are universally recognized. Not Buck's Cattell.
It's a mixed grape variety.
Oh, sorry. I meant France.
What did I write? Wakanda?
Ooh.
I must.
Autocorrect.
I meant Burgundy.
My bad. It's still 100% vibranium, though. That's still the grape variety.
That's the grape variety.
That one's still good, yeah.
Yeah. That one's still good. Don't worry, guys. You should try it when it gets here.
Yeah. I wish I tried one time too, because you need to fill out the forms. You have to put like what container it comes in, but it's like a drop down thing. Because I wanted to put that it was an adamantium bottle.
Oh, yeah.
Which is the fake material that Wolverine's claws are made out of.
Yeah, exactly. That vibranium, so.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, we should find a way to get a printout to see.
It's aged. Is it aged in stainless? It's aged in adamantium.
It's aged in adamantium.
Whoa.
Okay, let's wrap it up.
The wine gets younger as you drink it.
Do we have a thing?
Yeah, we do.
What is this called?
This is a good one.
Oh, this is the one that.
Oh, there we go. Thanks, Gladys, for that intro. In our live, and whenever, if we ever do like a really like live stage one, we'll have to get an organ player.
Yeah.
Yes. Whose name's Gladys.
Gladys. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
No. I'm sure we can pay for that.
No.
We promote natural wine, all natural stuff. Yeah. Our name is going to be Gladys. Our driver's license.
There you go.
Yeah. Okay, Bryce, the Upside Down.
Upside Down.
What is your rating?
I'm going to say, 4 days a week.
Mm. Ooh, four.
I like this one.
Josh?
The Upside Down, I'm going to go 2.
I'm going to go 1.
Mm. Oh.
What about the Nerone?
I think this is a tougher thinker wine for me, mm-hmm. so I would do this like 2 days a week.
2? Josh?
I would go 4, and I want to say that I think this wine is outstanding, but it's just like, it's pretty grippy to do 7 days out of the week. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like I would get... Like, it makes me tired.
Mm-hmm.
Like Bryce said, you got to think about it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Chewing leather boots.
Yeah.
I would do the Nerone 2 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. It's like a really thoughtful, deep wine. I would also do it with a meal. This to me isn't a let's just sit down and drink it.
What would you eat with it?
What would I add? That's a good question.
Meat.
Would you do? Like a braised
You could definitely do something like, no, I would, like but like braised, oh, yeah, also buco, braised short rib. Mm. You could even try it with, like, it might be a little bit too big, but you could do rack of lamb.
I think it'd be a bit too big.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I
think it would bring out the earthy savoriness in the wine.
Yeah, I would definitely do this with like game meat, like a stew.
Chingale. Yeah. Chingale.
Yeah, sure.
What is that called in English again?
Wild boar. Wild boar.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what we need to do, Bryce?
Get wild boar.
No. You eat vegetarian.
I do.
But so he would eat a wild boar, though.
Right. Okay. But primarily, he's eating vegetarian.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We need to do a vegetarian wine pairing episode.
Vegetarian wine pairing episode.
Yeah. Because like, all the time when I'm like, what am I going to pair
with
this?
Like, meat.
I go right away to what protein. Because mm-hmm. I always start a meal with what protein am I cooking?
Mm-hmm.
And then what are the sides? Yeah.
Yeah.
Just a thought.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mushrooms.
Good. These wines. The
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. That's
yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. Like.
Ooh, the mushroom risotto.
Oh, maybe.
I think that'd be with truffles.
Yeah.
This with truffles, I think, would be really good.
Yep.
Yeah.
But I would do like Alba truffles.
Really?
Oh no! No. Perigord, the black ones.
Yeah, black truffle.
Do black
truffle. Sure. For sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we should do that.
Let's get some truffles.
Great wine. Great laughs.
Great laughs today.
Yeah.
It was good.
I feel like I just laughed the whole time. I didn't really say anything.
It's glad we came back.
Yeah.
Good to have you back, Leah. She was away. She was in Saskatoon last week for the PPC rally.
That's right.
I love the PPC. Leah voted PPC.
I was gone for maybe 30 seconds.
When did I say that? I was.
I don't know.
You went to give someone their wine. And like, you came back and we were like talking about like human trafficking or something.
You're 100%. Something like way off topic. Yeah, like what the hell happened? Oh my goodness.
Okay. Thank you to our sponsors again, Water Construction and Funtime Heat Sauce. Are we still giving
them? We tried to FaceTime Kenny last time to say, hey, dude.
Did we try to call him out live on the air?
Yeah.
A few times.
Well, we'll do that next time. I'll give him a heads up. We're going to call him next
time.
Okay.
Yeah. For all your Wanner Construction and Funtime Heat Sauce needs.
Boom.
Go to their websites, wherever they are on the internet.
They're on the Google.
They're on the Google. Just Google them. Come on. This is 2022. Is there anything else we need to say?
No, it's 21.
Oh, yeah. I'm just getting ahead of myself. I want this year to be over.
Are we recording podcast now?
I just want this year to be over. Yeah, is there anything else?
We should pre-record this a year in advance, so like the whole year we don't talk about COVID once.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Thank you to everybody who's still listening for some reason. Thanks. We'll see you next week.
I'm kind of a
bit of job.
That was the Mural Wine Podcast with Josh, Bryce, and Leah. Want to learn more about natural wine? Find us on the internet at muralwine.ca or on any social media platform. Thanks for listening.
Leah voted PPC.